Hi, gang. Bob Bolving with you again for the Mystery Project. And this time, it's a brand new adventure for Albert's father, the final in our series. Written by Henry Comer, who lives in Ottawa, these are stories that go to show that all the action doesn't happen in the House of Commons. There's danger in other venues. Marvin Goldhar and John Stalker star in Murder at the Regional, Episode 5 of Albert's Father.
Turn here, Gladys, turn here.
Isaac, I can't believe it. You're nervous.
Of course I'm not nervous. You're a good driver.
I didn't mean about my driving. You're nervous about the regional bridge tournament.
Me? I'm as cool as a cucumber.
You don't fool me, Isaac Bloom. Not one bit.
Okay, so I'm a pickled cucumber. Listen, Gladys, maybe it's not such a good idea, you playing with me. It's not for myself, you understand, but you're such a good bridge player. A big tournament like this.
Don't be silly. Look how well we've been doing at the club. What is it now? 3 months? We're a good partnership. It'll be just like playing at the club, only bigger, more people.
That's just it, Gladys. All those people. How many is it, anyway?
This morning, maybe 800. But, Isaac, we're just playing in the senior knockout. You know our partners. Just play bridge and ignore all the others.
It's here, the parking. You're tight here.
You'll be fine. We'll be fine.
There was a place there. Gladys, why are we going round and round?
Because it's early and we can get right to the entrance to the convention center. Here.
Okay. Don't worry, there'll be a lineup at the registration table. 800 people, it'll be like a zoo. Bridge players from Thailand to Timbuktu.
From Tennessee to Toronto, more likely.
So, you got our convention card?
Just a minute. Yes, it's here in my purse.
Oh, you looked.
What?
Oh, my God. Over there. No, Gladys, don't look.
It's a woman. She's hurt.
Don't look, Gladys. Don't look. Go. Call the police. Go.
Oh, Isaac, all that blood. I can't even... Oh, goodness. It's Millie. It's Millie Fenwick. You remember her at the club?
I remember her. Such a thing. My God. There's a queen of clubs pinned to her dress. Can you see, Gladys? Hey, you over there, quickly. Call an ambulance. The police. There's a woman hurt here.
What? What is it? What's going on?
Mister, you take Gladys here upstairs. Call 911. Ask for an ambulance. And the police. There's been an accident here. The lady's lying between those two cars. I'll wait here till they come.
I am the police. Detective Carey. Who are you?
I'm Isaac Bloom. We just got here.
I'm Gladys Nichols, detective. That's Millie Fenwick. We know her.
Gary, I've got a DWF, third level conference center parking, position E8. I want an ident officer, coroner, an ambulance now. Stabbed twice in the chest, looks like. Hurry it up, Parker. Out.
All right, Mr. Bloom, you take the lady upstairs, and neither of you go anywhere. We'll need to talk to you.
Okay, Detective. We'll be at the bridge. Come, Gladys.
Mr. Bloom?
Yes, Detective.
My wife, Dorothy Carey, do you know her? She's on the registration desk. She left her convention card. That's why I'm here. I was bringing it to her. I didn't think I'd be coming to work. Will you give it to her, please?
You're Dot Carey's husband?
Yes, I am, yes. Now, please, both of you go upstairs.
But Millie Fenwick, the lady there, she's Dorothy's partner. They're on a team together.
Oh, God, yeah. Perhaps I knew. I don't pay much attention to my wife's bridge. I'll be up as soon as I can and break it to her. I'll talk to you both later, and if you can, keep this to yourselves. We don't want to panic up there.
I must phone Elbert. This is a big story.
It's not a story, Isaac. It's a murder. A woman is dead. A woman we knew, played bridge with. And all you can think about is a story?
Gladys, I'm sorry. You're right. When you're right, you're right. But he's my son. He's a reporter.
He's a political correspondent, not a crime reporter. Anyway, the station will know all about it by now. Don't they have the police radio on all the time?
You and me, Gladys, we're witnesses. We can give Albert an exclusive.
Good morning, Gladys.
Morning, Mr. Bloom. Here's your pens and the cards, please. Now go on, take some candies.
A lot of people here for the first morning, eh?
Good morning, Dot. Isaac, give me that. Dorothy, here's your convention card. Your husband asked us to give it to you.
Gladys, don't move. Stay right here. I'm going to make a phone call.
Is George up here? I didn't see him.
No, no, Dot. We, met him on the way in the parking lot.
I bet he was mad. He dropped me off half an hour ago. I think he's got a lot on at work, and he absolutely hates bridge. You know, he's never once been in the club. He just sits in the car waiting for me to come out. He thinks of himself as a sort of bridge widower.
Hello. Welcome to the Ottawa Regional. If you wouldn't mind filling out...
Hey, honey, hope y'all don't mind me interrupting. What's all this about a martyr? We've got enough murders back home in Houston. Well, got a great community here in Ottawa. Delbert and me thought we got away from all that crime stuff.
Katie, honey, y'all seen Jake?
Yeah, I'm talking to the lady here. You know they've had a murder here?
Yeah. Nobody wants to talk about anything else. The game starts in 5 minutes and I can't find Jake.
What are you talking about? There's been a murder?
Some broad in the parking lot.
I don't want to tell you this, but it's Millie Finley. She's been...
stabbed to death, so they say.
Oh, no! No! Oh, God, please, God, no! No!
Small heart, please. Queen of clubs, please. Claim. Making six.
Well played, partner. 14-30.
Thank you, partner.
Thank you.
Excuse me. Dad, Gladys, what are you doing?
What are we doing? You're supposed to be a reporter. What do you think we're doing? Dancing a polka?
Stop it, Isaac. Albert, the police are going to talk to us after this match is over. There was no point in just sitting and waiting for them, so we thought we might as well play.
So can we play, please?
Certainly. This is my son, the reporter. Get a chair, Albert. You can be a dibitzer.
What on earth is a dibitzer?
What's a dibitzer? You know what a kibitzer is. Someone who sits and watches and makes comments. Well, a dibitzer sits and he watches and he gives his advice to the kibitzer.
But we don't have a kibitzer.
Aha! Now you know what I mean.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I have your attention, please? Quiet, please. As you probably know, there was a tragedy here this morning. The police have asked me to inform you that you will not be allowed to leave until you all, and I repeat, all... be questioned. For that reason, lunch will be provided courtesy of the Ottawa Regional and several restaurants in the Rideau Center. Quiet, please. Also, if anybody has seen Jake Spalletti, they please inform one of the police officers at the door as soon as possible. Thank you.
Who's Jake Spalletti?
He's a professional. Gets paid a lot of money to play bridge. I'm told he's not a nice man.
A good player, though.
Oh, yes, that he is. He was on the team that won the spin gold last year.
I've heard of him.
Maybe the police think he did it.
Gladys, I'm surprised at you. You're just encouraging him.
I remember about that guy. Plenty of people would like to see him gone, believe you me.
Do you really think so?
Oh, I don't believe this. The two of you are as bad as each other. I'll see you outside after the match.
Wish us luck, why don't you?
Good luck!
Mr. Bloom, I want it clearly understood that nothing you hear in this room can be used journalistically in any way unless you get a prior approval from our press officer. You are here as a courtesy because of your father's age.
Hey, I'm not so old. I can look after myself, thank you very much.
Shut up, Dad.
So, Mrs. Nichols, Mr. Bloom, you're absolutely certain you saw nobody when you were driving to your parking spot or when you got out of the car?
We saw nothing. What about you? You were there only a minute after us.
I'll ask the questions if you don't mind, Mr. Bloom. What was your relationship with Mrs. Fenwick?
Relationship? What relationship? We knew her at the club is all. She was a bridge player. a good bridge player.
I played with her a few times, Detective Carey. She was always very nice to play with. I'm sure your wife has told you that. She played with Millie a lot. How is Mrs. Carey? She was terribly upset when she heard.
I sent her home. If you think of anything else, please get in touch with me. I'll give you my card.
So, tell me, Detective, have you worked out why she had the Queen of Clubs pinned to her dress?
You saw that? Neither of you said you saw that.
You didn't ask, we didn't tell. But it's easy to know what it means.
Dad.
Really? You think it's that easy, do you, Mr. Bloom?
Take no notice of him, Detective Carey. He doesn't know anything. He fantasizes, that's all.
Hey, gentlemen, I don't have time for this. Now, let your father answer the question.
Well, I don't say I know for sure, but Millie Fenwick was always in the running for the Ace of Clubs title. Or, in her case, the Queen of Clubs.
Which is?
You mean you don't know?
Enlighten me, Mr. Bloom.
Detective, you know we don't play this game for money. Of course you can, but we don't. We play for master's points. And every year, the person who wins the most master points in the bridge club gets the title of Ace of Clubs. Or Queen of Clubs when it's a woman. Millie Fenwick won it twice.
Three times. She won it three times.
Aha.
Here we go with the ahas.
Are you suggesting she was killed out of jealousy?
It's not possible.
Wait here a moment, please.
Dad, will you keep your silly guessing games to yourself?
You don't really think Millie was killed out of jealousy, do you?
What else could it be? Everybody liked her.
Obviously not everybody.
Did either of you know Jake Spalletti?
He's a pro. Lives in Texas someplace.
Mrs. Nichols?
I know of him. I don't know him.
And you, Mr. Bloom?
I'm the amateur here, Detective. I just heard he's a professional bridge player.
Thank you. You can go now.
Hey, wait a minute. You said, did we know him? Is he dead, too?
Our agreement still stands, Mr. Bloom?
Agreement? What agreement?
Not you, sir. Mr., your son.
Anything you say, I can't use. It still stands.
Jake Spalletti was found in the parking lot stairwell with a playing card pinned to his jacket.
Jake Spalletti, the Jack of Spades.
How could you possibly know that?
There were his initials, and not to speak ill of the dead, he was a hussar.
A what?
I didn't know him personally, you understand. But everyone who did says he took advantage. He used tricks. He was a hussar. May he rest in peace. I'll tell you, Detective Carey, your killer has to be someone who knows a lot about bridge. And about the people who play it. It's got to be one of us. You know what I don't understand, Elbert? What's the connection?
The connection?
The connection.
I know I'm going to regret this. Between what?
Not what, who.
Between whom?
Who, whom? Don't be so picky. The connection I'm talking about, between Millie and Jake.
Are you asking or telling?
I'm asking. What's the connection? They didn't know each other. They didn't play together. There is no connection.
You know what I don't understand? I don't understand how you've lived so long.
What's to understand? In this life, there's only two choices. You die or you get old. I chose old.
First of all, these days, 75 isn't that old. Second of all, you behave like a 15-year-old. I don't think you've ever got past puberty, for God's sakes. You just don't get it, do you? Get it into your thick head that you could have been a few seconds away from getting murdered yourself. Not to mention Gladys. Any normal person a quarter your age would be scared, upset, confused. They'd want to get as far away from it as possible. But you, what do? You eat it up. You interrogate the police. You interpret the clues. You as good as say, hey, murderer, I'm over here. I'm asking questions. Come and get me. You're not a policeman, Pa. Don't try to be one. Just grow up, for God's sakes.
Are you finished? Can your father talk now?
When has anything I've ever said stopped you?
You're so smart, Elbert. You've always been so smart. You think it never occurred to your father that there's a murderer at the bridge tournament? Someone we know, maybe? You think I don't see maybe what's out there? I look at the police, and what do I see? They got bupkis. You know what bupkis is?
Literally, it means chickpeas. Figuratively, it means nothing.
Right. 10 out of 10 to Albert. Your own reporter said it on television. No fingerprints, no eyewitnesses, no bloody gloves, nothing.
What's this got to do with anything? Okay, the police have bupkis, but you have less than bupkis. Your bupkis have bupkis. But does that stop you? Of course not. There you are, fussing, meddling, interfering.
Hold it, hold it. You're right.
But do you listen? Of course not. What did you say?
I said you're right. When you're right, you're right.
I am?
I'm an interfering old man. If you must know, Gladys told me.
You know something, Pa?
I like Gladys. I'm going to bed. We won our match this morning, since you're so interested. So we have to play again tomorrow morning. And we both agreed to be on the registration desk first thing. Gladys is picking me up at 8 o'clock sharp. Say goodnight to your father.
Good night, Dad.
Good night, Albert.
Albert Bloom.
Albert, they just called me. They want me to be in charge of registration at the tournament.
Gladys, it's 6:10 in the morning.
It's Dorothy Carey. She didn't go home. They found her in a dumpster. Her throat had been cut.
Where are you, Gladys?
At home. Albert, this time, the Queen of Spades.
We'll pick you up at 7:30. Don't worry, Gladys. We'll be there.
Albert, what is it?
There's been another killing. Dorothy Carey.
I give out. I can't believe it. Was there
a card? Yes. The Queen of Spades. Work out what that one means.
Tell me something, Gladys.
What do you want to know?
Albert thinks I'm a foolish old man. Old, I admit, but foolish. I never thought of myself as a schlemiel.
Isaac, of course you're not a schlemiel. And I'm sure Albert doesn't think you are.
I don't know. When they were young, we taught them how to speak. Now that we're old, they teach us how to shut up.
Well, I wouldn't know about bringing up children. But from what I've seen, people who are together a lot have to learn how to put up with each other.
Hmm. And that's what you think? Albert puts up with me?
Of course not. You have a lovely relationship. It's perfectly natural for you to get on each other's nerves from time to time.
I get on Albert's nerves all the time.
No, you don't. Of course you don't.
You two aren't too very busy this morning?
No, I've only had about 40 new registrations.
How about you, Isaac?
Isaac.
I'm sorry. I was thinking about something. What was that you said?
Nothing very important. It's asking you how you're doing.
Don't ask.
Well, looks as if people are staying away in droves. Can't say I blame them.
Listen, they're bridge players. They'll come.
No, I don't think so. We'll be lucky to get 50 tables.
Morning, folks.
Good morning. Do you want to register?
No, thanks. Did that yesterday. Bad day. A very bad day.
You know who he is, don't you?
That guy's a somebody?
No. He's Del Gunther.
Oh, I remember now. He was looking for Jake Spalletti yesterday. Before they found him, that is.
Yeah. He and his wife, Katie, hired Jake for the week. $7,500 plus all expenses.
That's a lot of money to pay for a partner. Only have to buy Gladys a coffee.
And I have to put up with your kvetching.
Well, it's nearly game time. See you in there.
Have you seen our partners?
Don't worry, they're here.
I worry.
Isn't that George Carey?
The detective? I can't see him.
To your left, near the glass doors. How can
can they make him work after what happened?
You know, Gladys, you're right again. Why would he be here?
You know, my mother came from the north of England. I remember she used to say, there's nowt so queer as folk. She was right.
He's a detective. Perhaps he can't think of anything but finding the killer. That's what I would want.
He could be right here, anywhere.
I know it, Gladys. I think we play bridge now.
Just remember two things. Concentrate and listen to the bidding. Isaac, did you hear me?
Concentrate and listen to the bidding. Gladys, you're a marvel. I've got to ring Albert. You go inside. I've got to ring Albert.
Don't you run away from me, Isaac Bloom. What are you up to?
Shh. Don't say anything, Gladys. Just act normal. I need Albert here now. He'll know what to do.
Albert, there's a murder investigation going on here. My officers want to know why I'm here.
Jim, this is my father, Isaac Bloom, and his friend Gladys Nichols. Dad, Gladys, this is Jim Rowlands, Deputy Chief of Police.
Mr. Rowlands, before I tell you what I know, and Gladys too, although she doesn't know it yet, I have a question.
Mr. Bloom?
People call the police all the time. Do you record those calls?
Yes, we do.
All those calls?
I don't know where this is going, but yes, they're all recorded.
Ah, then I can prove to you who the murderer is. We've had 3 murders here in less than a day. What's the connection? Last night I asked my son this question, even before he knew about Dorothy Carey. Albert was angry with me because I asked this.
I assure you, Mr. Bloom, the investigators are asking the same question.
They played bridge, that's all. So what's the conclusion? Some mad person, what you call a serial killer, is out to kill people who play bridge?
A little far-fetched, don't you think? Mr. Bloom...
But that's when I think to myself another question. Yesterday morning, when we came here and found poor Millie Fenwick, what did we see?
I don't know, Mr. Bloom. What did you see?
We saw a body lying between 2 cars. It was Millie. And remember, Gladys, what did you see?
The blood, all that blood.
The blood. That's right, the blood. So much blood we didn't even know it was Millie at first. And then Detective Carey came and saw her too. And what did he do then? He called in to ask for an ident officer, a coroner, and an ambulance. And what did he say? You have it recorded. You can check. He said, stabbed twice in the chest, looks like. Now, how did he know that?
He's an experienced detective. He's seen stabbings before.
Yeah, but all we could see was blood, and he went no nearer than us. There's only one way he could have known that. If he, Detective George Carey, was the killer.
But what possible motive could he have?
Aha! That's the whole point. He had no motive. And he had no motive to kill Jake Spalletti either.
I'm sorry, Mr. Bloom, you've lost me.
But perhaps he had a motive to kill his own wife.
Uh-huh.
He's got everybody doing it.
So he killed 2 other people, so the police, everybody, would think it was some madness against bridge players. And maybe it was that, too. His wife, Dorothy, played bridge all the time, but he pretended to know nothing about the game. He even pretended not to know she had won the club championship 3 times. I think maybe he chose to kill bridge players because his wife loved it so much. You can check. What I tell you is the truth.
You're absolutely right, Isaac. I remember Dorothy told us he had dropped her here 30 minutes before we came. So what was he doing all that time? You check, Mr. Rowlands. He won't have gone to the police station.
He went to get rid of the knife and blood. He told us he came back to give Dorothy her convention card.
He gave it to us to give to her.
Maybe it was his excuse to see if anyone had discovered the body.
Or he wanted to discover it himself.
That's enough. And it's plenty. All this is supposition, but thank you, Mrs. Nichols, Mr. Bloom, Albert. You've done very well. Now I have a job to do.
good tea. Thank you.
Nothing like a nice glass tea.
I have something to say.
So say.
I'm sorry.
You are sorry?
Yes. For yelling, for saying what I said.
It was nothing. We get on each other's nerves from time to time. It's natural.
I suppose.
Gladys told me that.
Smart woman.
Yeah. I'll tell you something, Albert. She's the first woman since your mother, Alea Hacholom, I can really talk to.
I know.
I like her.
She likes you.
How do you know? She tell you?
She doesn't have to. Take my word for it. She likes you.
She's a friend.
And a partner.
She's a good player.
And tomorrow, you'll be regional champions. So, you'd better get a good night's sleep.
Tomorrow's the semifinals. After that, we'll see. Kiss your father.
Good night, Pa.
Good night, Albert.
You've been listening to the final episode of Albert's Father by Henry Comer, starring Marvin Goldhar as Isaac and John Stocker as Albert. Others in the cast were Marcia Bennett as Gladys, Frank Moore as Carrie, Diana Belshaw as Dorothy, Frank Ruffo as Delbert, James Morris as the director, Peter Dvorsky as Rollins, and Gillian Cook as Katie. The casting consultant was Linda Grierson. The music was composed and conducted by Milan Kimlicka. The recording engineer was Drago Grandic, with sound effects by Matt Wilcott. The associate producer was Colleen Woods. The program was produced and directed by Bill Howell, the executive producer of The Mystery Project. Our coordinating producer is Barry Morgan. I'm Bob Boving, thanking you for listening and inviting your comments.